Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
We will begin Be'ezer Hashem, Meseches Chagiga. The first parak of Chagiga discusses primarily the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, and together with that, the three types of karbonos that one must bring when he's Oy L'Regel. The Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga begins by quoting a braisa on Davov Amid Beis. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, Shalosh mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael ba'aloysom l'regel. When Klal Yisrael is oil regel, there are three mitzvos: Re'iyah, Chagiga, v'simcha. Re'iyah, the Rambam says, She'iroi panov ba'azara b'yomtev harishon shel chag v'yovei imay korban oila. Re'iyah means coming to the azara, the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. And it also includes, as the Rambam says, the Oilas Re'iyah, the Korban Oilah that everyone must bring with them when they first come to the Azara. The second one is Chagiga, the Korban Shlomim that everyone has to bring as well when they first come to the Azara, as the Rambam says, HaChagiga HaAmura B'Tayra Hu Sheyakriv Shlomim B'Yom Tefarishen Shel Chag K'Sheyovay Lehirois. And the third type of Korban, which the Braisa calls Simcha, refers to the Shalmei Simcha. Now I'll give a brief introduction by speaking a bit about each of these three karbanos. The first karban, the Oilas Re'iyah, is learned from the Pasuk, which says, V'lo yeiro panai reikom, both in Parashas Mishpatim, where the Torah talks about Aliyah L'Regel, and again in Parashas Re'ei, the Torah over there says that when one is Oilas Re'egel, lo yeiro panai reikom, he should not come empty-handed. And the Gemara over here on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says, this is referring to the Oilas Re'iyah. And the Gemara proves how we know that this Pasuk is referring to an Oilah and not to a Shlomim. So Kipshutai, the mitzvah of Oilas Re'iyah is not an essay, rather it's a Lois essay. The Torah says you should not come empty-handed, meaning you should bring along an Oilas Re'iyah. Now as we mentioned, when the Rambam brings Re'iyah, he says, She'iroi panav ba'azara v'yavai imay karben Oilah. He should come to the Azara and bring with him a Karben Oilah. The Rambam puts together these two mitzvahs as if they're one mitzvah to come to the Azara along with the Karben. And we'll discuss later on in Mirtz Hashem whether the two mitzvahs are actually dependent one on another. For example, is it possible that someone is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? He's mechuyev to come into the Azara, which we call Re'iyas Panim, showing his face in the Azara, and yet he's not mechuyev in the Oilas Re'iyah. Or not? Or do we say that anyone who does not have to bring a karbin is also potter from the actual Aliyah L'Regel from the Re'iyas Panim? And secondly, another shiloh, someone who is mechuyev in the Oilas Re'iyah and he does not bring the karbin, do we say that that is ma'akev the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim? He was not mekayim Aliyah L'Regel bechlal, because a condition for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is that one bring the karbin. Or no, it's possible that he could be mekayim aliyah l'regel, even though he was not mekayim the din to bring a karbin. And a third shaila we'll discuss later, is it possible that someone who does not have the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, he did not have to come bechlal to the Azara, he could have stayed home, but if he decided he does want to come to the Azara, and he shows up in the Azara, do we say that he's mechuyiv now to bring a karbin re'iyah, so that he's not over the lav of v'lo yira panai reikom? Or no, we say the two mitzvahs are dependent one on another, and anyone who does not have the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim, he does not have to come to the Azara, he also does not have the love of Lo Yiroi Panay Reikom. So these are all shailas. Just how much is the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel related to the mitzvah of Lo Yiroi Panay Reikom to bring an Oilas Re'iyah? Now the second carbon one must bring, the carbon Chagiga, which is the carbon that the Masechta is named after. The Gemara in Daf Tes Amud Aleph says, is learned from the Pasuk, V'chagoysem oisei chag l'Hashem shivas yomim. Chagoysem, the Gemara says, means to bring a korban chagiga. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga quotes a different Pasuk in Parashas Re'ei, shivas yomim tochag l'Hashem elikecha. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Essay, Nun Beis, the Rambam quotes a third Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, sholosh regolem tochag li bashana. And he says over there in Sefer HaMitzvos, Shenichpal tzivoy zeh bekama pa'amim, that this mitzvah is mentioned a number of times in the Torah. The Rambam understands that wherever it says this Lashon of Tochag, it's referring to the Korban Chagiga. Now we'll see later on in the Mishnah Daftes that l'chatchila one should bring the Korban Chagiga the first day of Yontif when he comes to the Azara. However, there's Tashlumin. If he did not bring it the first day, he could bring it the next 6 days of Yontif. This is learned from the Pasuk that says, v'chagoysam oysi chag l'ashem shivas yomim. And the Mishnah is mevur that on Sukkot one can even bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Now Toysis and Daf Beis Amar Aleph, Diber Maschol Tashlumin Derishain says that even though this Pasuk of Tashlumin is said by Chagiga, and that's where the Mishnah discusses it, but from Chagiga we learn also that the Oilas Re'iyah has Tashlumin as well. Now the third type of carbon, the Shalmei Simcha, the Gemara Daf Ches Amar Aleph says that this is learned from the Pasuk V'samachto B'chagecho. The Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Hilchas Chagiga, the end of Halacha Aleph, brings a different pasuk, a pasuk in Parashas Kisavoy, V'zavachta shlomim v'achalta sham v'samachta lefnei Hashem aleikecho. V'samachta over there as well is referring to the Shalmei Simcha that one brings on Yontif. Now we'll see later on that the carbon of Shalmei Simcha is fundamentally different than the Oilas Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga. The Oilas Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga is a chi of Havoas carbon. It's a chiv on the person to bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. As opposed to the Shalmei Simcha, we see in the Mishnah on Daf Zayin Amud Beis that one can be yoytze his chiv of Shalmei Simcha by eating from the basar of the Nedarim or the Davos, carbonis that he anyways had to bring, and Kohanim can be yoytze their chiv by eating from the basar of a Chatos or an Osham, even if one did not bring a carbon specifically for the Shalmei Simcha. As long as he eats basar kachim, he's yaitza this mitzvah. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, where he quotes this din, that a Yisrael could be yaitza his chiyuv by eating from Nedarim and Nedavos, he says, She mitzvah zu, hi lismayach ba'achilas basar lefnei Hashem, v'harei achlo. The mitzvah is to eat basar kachim, and he did, so even if he did not bring a carbon specifically for this mitzvah, he's yaitza his chiyuv. Now as far as this mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, the Rambam in Hilchas Yontif, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin says that even Bizman Hazeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, a person is mechuyiv to be misameach on Yontif, and he quotes this pasuk of Isamachto Bechagecha, and he says even though primarily the mitzvah of this pasuk is referring to eating from a carbon shlomim, which is only during the Zman HaMikdash, nevertheless, even Bizman Hazeh, included in this mitzvah is all types of simchos, each person according to the simcha that's appropriate for him. For Ketanim, the Rambam says, one should give them kloyois ve'egoizim. For Noshim, one should buy for them begodim ve'tachshitim. And Anoshim, they're mekayim this mitzvah by eating basar and drinking wine. Now the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Samachay discusses whether there's actually a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif bizman hazeh midiraiso, or it's only midirabonon. The Chinuch and the Rambam seem to say that even bizman hazeh there's a mitzvah diraiso. Even though Bizman HaMikdash, this mitzvah was niskayim by eating basar kachim, but Bizman HaZeh, other simchis also are akim of this mitzvah midai reisa. Toysis in Marikot on Daf Yud Daud Amid Beis says not like this, that Bizman HaZeh, this is only a mitzvah midai rabbanon. But Al Kaponim, the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha is not a chiv of havoas carbon, rather a mitzvah to be misameach through eating the basar of a carbon. And therefore, there's a tzad that even bizman hazeh, you can be mekayim this mitzvah bin dai reisa. As opposed to the oilas re'iyah and the shalmei chagiga, which is a chiv to bring a carbon, that obviously is not applicable bizman hazeh. Now, the first mishnah of the Masechta begins with a list of those who are potter from re'iyah. There are different categories. Cheirah shoyta v'katon, they're potter because lav b'nei deya ninu, as Rashi says, Tumtum v'andreginis, Noshim and Avodim, the Gemara Daf Daud Amar Aleph says it's learned from the Pasuk of Zechurcha. Chiger, Sumo, Choyle and Zokain, the Gemara says it also is learned from Psukim that they're potter. And finally, Katan is potter because he hasn't yet reached the age of Chinuch for this specific mitzvah. Toysis and Dibar Maskol, Chutz, Michair, Shait, V'Katan, he says Tana v'Shayer, there are really more people who are potter. He brings the Gemara Daf Daud Amar Aleph, Mekamets and Mitzareif and Bursi, all these are potter because they're not yochol lalois im kol zechurcha. And Tosfos adds Misha ein loy karka, which is a Gemara in Psachim Daf Ches Amud Beis that says that someone who does not own karka, he's potter from Re'iyah. And Tosfos also adds Tomei and Oril, which is a Braisa on Daf Daud Amud Beis. Now the first issue to be discussed is what exactly is the translation of the word Re'iyah in the Mishnah. What do we mean when we say this whole list is potter from Re'iyah? Rashi says, "B'mitzvas Re'iyas kol zechurcha shetzrichim liyisrois ba'azor b'regel." We're referring to the mitzvah of Aliyah l'regel, that one has to come into the Azara on Yontif. This whole list is potter from that mitzvah. Taisus and Dibar Maskol HaKol Chayovim B'Re'iyah asks a number of kashas and Rashi to prove that the word Re'iyah does not mean the mitzvah of Aliyah l'regel, rather it means the chiyuv to bring an Oilas Re'iyah. The Mishnah itself, Taisus says, is mavur like this from the Hemshech. B'shamei Oymim HaRe'iyah B'shtei Kesef. That's obviously referring to the korban Re'iyah, not the Re'iyah's ponim ba'azara. Additionally, Taisus asks from the Gemara Dav Daud Amud Beis that says that Tomei is potter from Re'iyah, from the Joshua Uvasa Shama Ve'evesa Shama. Since he himself cannot come, he's also potter from sending his korban. There as well, Re'iyah means sending the korban Re'iyah. It's not referring to coming to the Azara. And the truth is, Rashi himself seemed to have been bothered by these kashas. Rashi on the Mishnah, Dibar Maschel B'Shamei Oimrim, Rashi at this point introduces the concept of Oilas Re'iyah. He says, Godol Habol Hi Rois Tzarech Lahavi Oilah. Rashi seems to have been bothered by that the word Re'iyah at this point changes, and he goes out of his way to tell us that Re'iyah can also mean the carbon Re'iyah. On Daf Daud Amud Beis as well, when it says that Tomei is potter from Re'iyah, Rashi feels it necessary to tell us that Re'iyah over there means the carbon. Rashi Dibar Maschel Paturim Min Re'iyah, he says, Ein Chayovin L'Shloyach Oilois Re'iyah Yisehem. Rashi wanted to tell us that the word Re'iyah can also mean the carbon Re'iyah, as opposed to the beginning of the Mishnah, where Rashi understands that Kol Chayovin B'Re'iyah is referring to Re'iyah's Panim Ba'azara. Taisus also asks on Rashi from the Braisa, which we mentioned before, Rabbi Yossi Aglili on Davav Amid Beis, who says, Sholosh Mitzvois Nitztavu Yisrael Ba'aloysam L'Regel Re'iyah Chagiga V'Simcha. And the Braisa over there, Behemshech, is Mevur, that the word Re'iyah there means the Oilas Re'iyah. And therefore, Taisus concludes, he says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the word Re'iyah in the Mishnah refers to both the carbon Re'iyah and the Re'iyah's Panim Ba'azara. And he says that even Rashi, who translated Re'iyah to mean Re'iyah's Panim Ba'azara, Rashi also means that you're potter from Re'iyah's Panim, and Kol Shekein you're potter from bringing a carbon Re'iyah. However, Taisus brings a Yerushalmi, who has an entirely different Shita. The Yerushalmi says the Mishnah is referring to only the Chi of carbon, and not to the Re'iyah's Panim Ba'azara. The Yerushalmi says that as far as the mitzvah of Re'iyah's Panim Ba'azara, even Noshim and Taf are Mechuyiv, because we learn from the Parsha of Hakel that Aliyah L'Regel is a mitzvah also on Noshim V'Taf. The Yerushalmi L'Chaira holds that even though the Pasuk says clearly Zechurcha, in numerous places the Loshon is Shalosh Pamim Bashana, Yeiroa Kol Zechurcha, in Parshas Mishpatim, in Parshas Kisisa, in Parshas Re'ei, the Torah always says a Loshon of Zechurcha. The Yerushalmi would hold that that's only as far as the Oilas Re'iyah is concerned. Noshim are Pater from Oilas Re'iyah. But Re'iyah's Panim Ba'azara, Noshim are also Mechuyiv. Now Taisus brings a number of rayas to prove that the Bavli does not hold like this Yerushalmi. He brings the Gemara Dav Dalid that says we learn from Zechurcha Lohitzi HaNoshim, and the Gemara says that there would have been a Havamina to learn from Hakel. Kamash on the Pasuk that you don't learn from Hakel. Taisus says the Gemara's mashma that there's no limud bechlal from Hakel to be mechayev noshim, as opposed to the Yerushalmi who holds that we do learn from Hakel to be mechayev noshim in Riyas Panim Ba'azara. And furthermore, Taisus says that the pasuk of lo yiroh panay rikom, that the Gemara later on in Daf Zayin says is referring to the Riyas Panim bekarbin, as opposed to the pasuk of yiroh kol zechurcha, that the Gemara in Daf Zayin is mashma is referring to Riyas Panim Ba'azara. And even in that pasuk of Yeiroeh, the pasuk says clearly, Yeiroeh kol zechurcha, that the mitzvah is only on Zecharim and not on the Kevis. Now the first Turei Evin on Er Masechta discusses this Taisvis, and he's not satisfied with the rayas that Taisvis brings. He brings additional rayas that the Bavli does not hold like the Yerushalmi. He quotes the Gemara in Daf Daled Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, why do we need a pasuk of zechurcha, lehoitzi noshim, typically, the Havi Mitzvah Sasei Shehaz Man Gromo. It's Pasha that Noshim are Potter because it's Tully in Zman. And that the Gemara answers that we would have learned from Hakel. So like we mentioned before, Taisus says, the Mashmais is that Lamaisa we don't learn from Hakel Bechlal. However, the Turi Evin says it's still not Muchach 100%. One could still perhaps be Madchik, that maybe the Gemara just means we do not learn from Hakel to be Mechayev Noshim in the Korban, but we are Mechayev Noshim in Re'ias Panim that we do learn from Hakel. However, the Turi Evin proves that this cannot be the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara. He says, clearly we're discussing whether Bechlal, they're Mechuyev in Re'ias Panim Ba'azara, because what does the Gemara mean that it's a mitzvah saseisha as man gromo? If the nidoin of the Gemara was about the chi of carbon, then the chi of carbon is a loy saseh. The pasuk says v'lo yeiro panai reikom, and noshim are included in all loy saseh. Therefore, it's clear that the Gemara is discussing whether bechlal they're mechuyev in riyas panim, and on that the Gemara says, why do you even need a drasha for that? It's a mitzvah saseisha as man gromo. And on that the Gemara says you would have thought perhaps to learn from Hakel. Therefore, you need a pasuk of Zechurcha to tell you that you're potter and you do not learn from Hakel. And once we know that there's no chiv riyas panim bechlal, then memela we also know that they do not have to bring a carbon, because the loisa say of loyero panei reikam was said to someone who's mechuyiv to come to the azara. The Torah tells us that he has to bring a carbon, if not he's over a loisa say. So since the discussion of the Gemara was legabi re'iyas panim ba'azara, the Gemara asked that that's a mitzvah saseisha as man gromo, you should not need a pasuk. And on that, the Gemara concludes that you would have thought to learn from Hakel, so the pasuk of Zechurcha says that no, you're potter, even from re'iyas panim ba'azara. In other words, the Turi Evin is saying that according to the Yerushalmi, that Noshim are actually mechuyev in re'iyas panim ba'azara, then clearly you need a pasuk of Zechurcha to tell us that you're potter from bringing a carbon, because that's already a loy saseh. Once the mechuyev to come into the Azara, if they would come without a carbon, they would be over the lav of loyro panei reikam. And since Nashim are mitzuvim in all mitzvahs loy saseh, so obviously you need a pasuk of Zechurcha to be memayit and tell us that they're potter from a carbon. Now throughout our Tosis, we see that Tosis learned the Yerushalmi that Noshim are mechuyev in Riyas Panim Ba'azara. However, if we take a look at the Yerushalmi, this is not so poshut at all. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi is Masnisin b'Riyas Karbin, Avo b'Riyas Panim, Afilu Koton Chayiv, Min Hado, Hakel Esa'om, Hanoshim, Hanoshim V'Ataf. The Yerushalmi says that a Koton is mechuyev in Riyas Panim, from the pasuk which says by Hakel, Hakel es ha'om ho anoshim hanoshim ve'ataf. Now the Or Sameach and the Pirush of the Ridvaz on the Yerushalmi both learn that the Yerushalmi means to be mechayev dafka ktanim and not noshim. And the truth is that Tosfos and Eruchin, Daf Beis Amud Beis as well, is mashma like this, that the Yerushalmi is mechayev only ktanim and not noshim. And even though the whole limud is from Hakel, like the Yerushalmi quotes the pasuk by Hakel, which says clearly, "Ho anoshim hanoshim ve'ataf." Even though by Hakel noshim are mechuyev, but that we do not learn to re'iyas panim. We are only learning from Hakel to be mechayev taf and not noshim. And we'll see soon an explanation why is it that we do not learn noshim as well from Hakel. Now, from the Or Sameach and the Ridvaz, we see that based on this shaila, whether we learn Noshim also, or only Ktanim, is totally another fundamental Shaila. And that is a Shaila which is discussed by the Turi Evin. What happens if someone who is Mechuyiv to bring a carbon Re'iya? He comes to the Azara, and he does not bring a carbon with him, he's over the lav of Lairo Panay Reikom. Is he nevertheless Mekayim the Mitzvah Saseh of Aliyah L'Regel? Or do we say that bringing a carbon is a Tanai in the Mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, and someone who does not bring a korban is not mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel at all? And the Turi Evin quotes the first Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga. The Rambam says, "Misha bala azara b'yom rishon v'loy hevi oila loy dayoy shloy osa mitzvah sasei elas sheover al mitzvah loy sasei shenever loy yiro ponei reikam." The Rambam says clearly that one who does not bring a korban is not mekayim the essay either. However, the Turi Evin says that according to the Yerushalmi, which Tosfos brings, that holds that Noshim and Ktanim, even though they're potter from Oilas Re'iya, they are still Mechuyiv in Re'iyas Panim Ba'azara, the Yerushalmi must hold that the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim Ba'azara is not dependent on the carbon. If we see that Noshim and Ktanim have the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim even though they do not bring a carbon, then obviously the two are not Tolei Zeh B'Zeh, and therefore even someone who is Mechuyiv in the carbon, if he comes to the Azara and does not bring the carbon, and he's over the lav, but he still does have the essay because the essay is not dependent on the lois essay. And he continues and he says, it's not mistaber to say that for one who does have the chiyuv carbon, for him the carbon is a tanai, and he's not able to be mekayim his essay unless he also brings the carbon. For someone who does not have the mitzvah of the carbon, they could be mekayim riyas panim even without bringing a carbon. Because if we see the Torah gave a mitzvah of riyah even without a carbon, why should we be mechadish that someone who does have a chi of carbon, his mitzvah's riyah is dependent on the carbon, and without bringing a carbon, he's not mekayim the riyas panim at all. And therefore the Torah Evan concludes that the Rambam does not fit with the Yerushalmi. The Rambam who says that the chi of carbon is ma'akev and the mitzvah's riyas panim is not like the Yerushalmi, which holds that Nashim and Ktanim are mechuyiv in Riyas Panim, even though they do not have the Chi of Carbon Riyah. And why is it that the Rambam holds not like the Yerushalmi? Because the Rambam holds that the Bavli that holds that Nashim and Ktanim are potter from Riyah, like Tosfos proves, the Bavli holds that anyone who does not have a Chi of Carbon does not have any mitzvahs Riyah at all. There's no one who has mitzvahs Riyah without a Chi of Carbon. And therefore the Rambam paskins that the two are dependent on each other, and one cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of riyas panim ba'azara unless he brings a carbon. If he comes to the azara without a carbon, he's over the lav, and he's not mekayim the essay as well. However, this is all according to the sheet of Tosfos, who understands in the Yerushalmi that both Noshim and Ktanim both have a chi of riyas panim ba'azara, even though they do not have a chi of carbon. And the Radvaz, in his Pirush on the Yerushalmi, says that if you learn the Yerushalmi Kepshutai, which is not like Tosfos, rather the Yerushalmi only meant to be Mechayev Ktanim and not Noshim, then you could say that the Rambam really is not a steerer to the Yerushalmi. And he's Meirich, and he explains that the Yerushalmi Behemshech, after the Yerushalmi mentions that we learn from Hakel to be Mechayev Ktanim, the Yerushalmi then brings the Joshua of Reb Lezer ben Azariah, which Agamar later on in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph says as well, he darshin hakel es ha'om ho'anoshim v'hanoshim v'ataf. Im anoshim boim lilmoid, noshim bois lishmaya, taf loma boin, kedei litein tzchar l'meviyehem. The point of bringing taf is to give tzchar to those who bring them, because the taf themselves really have no benefit from the parasha of hakel. And the Radvaz explains what's the hemshech of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi starts by telling us that we learn Ri'iyas Panim Ba'azara for Ktanim from Hakel, and then it brings the memra that Taf Lo Mabayim Kedelit in Tzchar Lo Mevi'ayim. And he explains that the Yerushalmi was only coming to be Mechayiv Ktanim in Ri'iyas Panim Ba'azara, not Noshim. Why is that? Because Noshim, once the Torah pater them from the Chiv of Oilas Ri'iyah, that for sure they're pater, the Pasuk says Zechorcha, and even according to the Yerushalmi they're pater from the Oilas Ri'iyah, then already they're surely potter from Riyas Panim as well. We cannot learn from Hakel to be Mechayev Noshim because one of the conditions of the mitzvah of Riyas Panim Bazara is Lo Yiro Panei Rekam. The only way you can be Mechayev Riyas Panim is if you also bring a carbon, like the Rambam says. And since Noshim are potter from a carbon, they don't have the mitzvah of Riyas Panim Bechlal. However, Ktanim, since by Hakel itself the whole reason they come is Litein Tzchar L'Meviyehem, they're not able to listen to the parasha of Hakel, still the Torah wanted us to bring them along to give schar to those who brought them. And if so, we can learn from Hakel to Re'iyah also that Re'iyah's panim ba'azara, one has to bring along his ktanim, litein tzchar l'mevi'ayim. Even though the ktanim will not bring a carbon, and they will not be mekayim the tnoim of the mitzvah, which is mechayif to bring a carbon along, still the Torah is mechayif to bring the ktanim, litein tzchar l'mevi'ayim. So the Radvaz is explaining the Yerushalmi, not like Tosfos, that the Yerushalmi is only coming to be Mechayev Ktanim, and then the Yerushalmi fits very well with the Rambam. The Yerushalmi holds that the carbon is a tnai in being Mechayev the mitzvah of Riyas Panim, and for that reason, Noshim cannot be learned from Hakel to be Mechayev them in Riyas Panim without being Mechayev them in a carbon. Ktanim is different, there the point is Litein Tzchar L'Meviyehem. And the Radvaz explains that Tosfos, who learned the Yerushalmi differently, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi as saying that Noshim are also mechuyiv in Riyas Panim, even though there's no Riyas Karbin. Tosfos obviously holds that the Karbin is not a Tnai in the Riyas Panim, and therefore you could learn from Hakel to be mechayiv Noshim in Riyas Panim, even though they do not have Riyas Karbin. This is the Mahalach of the Radvaz, and the Ar Sameach in the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga as well, learns a similar mahalach. He says the Yerushalmi is not a steer to the Rambam. The Rambam who holds that you cannot be mekayim riyas panim without a korban is not a steer to the Yerushalmi who says that ketanim have riyas panim even though they do not bring a korban. And he explains because the mitzvah to bring a katan is not a chiyuv which is mutal. It's not placed on the katan himself. Ketanim are lav b'nei deyaninu, and we cannot be mechayiv them in any mitzvahs. Rather, it's learned from Hakel, a mitzvah for the father, that he should bring along his sons. And therefore, we could learn that the father is mechayiv to bring his son to the Azara along with him, even though the katan is not bringing a karbin. That's because there's no chiyuv b'chlal on the katan. The chiyuv is only on the father that he should come to the Azara, he should bring along a karbin, and he should also bring along his ketanim. This is all the mitzvah on the father. Masha'inkein noshim, once they're potter from a carbon, then mamela they're also potter from re'iyah, because you cannot be mekayim re'iyah without bringing a carbon as well. So based on how to understand the Yerushalmi, whether the Yerushalmi means to be mechayiv noshim as well, we can reach opposite conclusions about the yisoid of the mitzvah of riyas panim, whether it's conditional on the chiyuv of bringing a carbon or not. So to summarize, we spoke about two shailas. The first shaila was, is it shaykh a chiyuv of riyas panim without bringing a karbin? So the Turi Evan explains that the way Tosfos understands the Yerushalmi, this itself is the machlokes between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. The Yerushalmi holds that nashim and ketanim are mechuyiv in riyas panim, even though they're not mechuyiv in a karbin. And the Bavli holds that chiyuv riyas panim is tali in bringing a karbin, and therefore nashim and ketanim who are not mechuyiv in a karbin are also not mechuyiv in riyas panim. And in this is totally the second shaila we spoke about. Someone who is mechuyiv to come to the Azara and bring a karbin, and he does not bring the karbin, is he still yotze his chiyuv of riyas panim? That the Rambam says beforeish that he's not yotze. And the Turi Evan explains because the Rambam is paskening like the Bavli, that the mitzvah of riyas panim is totally in bringing a karbin. According to the Yerushalmi, if a person comes to the Azara and does not bring a karbin, he still yotze his chiyuv of riyas panim. According to the other achrayim that we mentioned, the Ritvaz and the Or Sameach, even the Yerushalmi is maskim that riyas panim ba'azara is totally in the karbin, and therefore noshim who are not mechuyiv in the karbin, they're also potter from riyas panim. Ketanim is a different geder, like we explained, and therefore even the Yerushalmi can be maskim to that which the Rambam says, that someone who comes into the Azara and does not bring a korban, not only is he over a lav, he's also not mekayim the essay, because both according to the Bavli and according to the Yerushalmi, the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim is dependent on also bringing a korban. Now a third point that we'll speak about, which is connected to the first two nekudos, is what happens if someone is not mechuyiv bechlal, not in the korban and not in Re'iyas Panim. For example, Noshim, according to the Bavli, and perhaps even according to the Yerushalmi, Noshim are potter, or any one of the other people mentioned in the Mishnah that are potter, they don't have to come into the Azara Bechlal, and they do not have to send the Korban. What happens if they decide they do want to come to the Azara on Yontif? Do they have to bring a Korban? Will they be over the lav of Le'iroi Ponei Rekom if they come into the Azara without bringing a Korban? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Pei Tes Sif Katon Hei discusses this nekuda, and he quotes the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov Tzadik, which is the love of Lo Yiroh Ponei Reikom, and the Sefer HaChinuch says, Zois Ahazhara, this love, Einu Neheges Ben Nekevois, does not apply to Nekevois, K'moy She'ein Mitzvah Sa'esei Habo Alze Neheges Behen. Just like Nekevois do not have the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, also, they do not have the love of Lo Yiroh Ponei Reikom. And the Minchas Chinuch is medayik from this, that not only are Noshim Potter from Aliyah L'Regel, they do not have to come into the Azara, and therefore they do not also have to send the Karbin, but even if they would come into the Azara and would come empty-handed, they would not bring a Karbin, they will not be over in any love, because this love does not apply to Noshim. And the Minchas Chinuch wants to know, why is this so posher to the Sefer HaChinuch? We know the klal is that any mitzvahs loisa say, even if it's zman groma, noshim are included. So maybe enechanami, if they come into the Azara and they come empty-handed, they are included in the lav of lo yiroh panei reikom. Even though the Torah patterned them from the essay, but how do we know that they're patterned from the loisa say in the case where they did come and they came empty-handed? And the Minchas Chinuch says lo motzasi ze mefurish b'shas ei berambam. There's no Gemara or Rambam which says this din, that the people who are potter from Aliyah L'Regel, even if they'll come, and they'll come empty-handed, they won't be over the love of Lo Yira upon Eireikom. And the Minchas Chinuch says that perhaps the Makar is that which the Yerushalmi is Mevur, that Noshim and Ktanim, even though they're potter from a carbon, they still have mitzvahs re'iyas ponim. He's understanding the Yerushalmi like Taisus in Asugya, that Noshim as well have a mitzvah re'iyas ponim, even though there's no chiv in a carbon. And he says that if the Yerushalmi, who holds that Noshim are included in the mitzvah sasei of re'iyas ponim, still if they come without a carbon, they're not over le'iro upon a'reikom, then Kolshken, according to the Bavli, who holds that there's bechlal no mitzvah of re'iyas ponim, surely they're not included in the love of le'iro upon a'reikom. So even though there's a machlokes the Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether Noshim are included in the mitzvah of Riyas Panim, there's no reason to create another machlokes about the love of Le'iroi upon Eireikom, and if the Yerushalmi holds they're not included, then we could assume that the Bavli as well is maskim to this, that Noshim are not included in the love of Le'iroi upon Eireikom, meaning to say that even if they'll come on their own into the Azara and they will not bring a carbon, they will not be over any love. This is the conclusion of the Minchas Chinuch, that Noshim who come into the Azara empty-handed, they will not be over the love of Lo Yiroi Pan Eireikom. Now the truth is that which the Minchas Chinuch compares the Bavli to the Yerushalmi is not so poshut, because according to the Yerushalmi that Noshim are included in the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim, that which the Pasuk says Yeiroa calls the Churcha must be talking about the love of Lo Yiroi Pan Eireikom. The Torah is Memayit Noshim from a chiv of bringing a carbon. Whereas according to the Bavli, Yeroa Kol Zechorcha tells us that Noshim do not have the mitzvah of Re'iyas Ponim Bechlal, so perhaps they do have the love of Le'iroa Pon Eireikom. If they'll decide to come into the Azara and they'll come empty-handed, maybe that Noshim are included. How can we compare that which the Yerushalmi holds that Noshim are not included in the love to that which the Bavli holds so? But L'chaira, based on the way the Turi Evin understands the Yesod HaMachlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, L'chaira, you could say a little bit of a different Mahalach, that even though according to the Yerushalmi, Zechorcha is coming to be Mayit Noshim from the love, but according to the Bavli, we will not need Bechlal or Joshua to be Mayit Noshim from a love. According to the Yerushalmi, the love of Le'iroi Pan Eireikom is not a prat, it's not a condition in the mitzvah of Re'iyas Ponim. However, according to the Bavli, the love of Le'iroi Pan Eireikom is a condition in the mitzvah of Re'iyas Ponim, like the Rambam says. And if the love is coming as a tnai in how exactly to be mekayim the essay, the love is telling us that if you do not bring a carbon, you're not mekayim re'iyas ponim, then it's not mistaber to say that included in this love is also someone who comes into the Azara without being mechuyiv, that they're also over for coming in empty-handed. Because then this love will include two totally separate aspects. It will be coming as a tnai for the person who is mechuyiv in re'iyas ponim, and secondly, it will be an independent love for someone who does not have to come into the Azara, and he chooses to do so, he'll be over the love of coming in empty-handed. Why should we be mechadish that the same love is coming for two totally separate things? And therefore, perhaps according to the Bavli, it's poshut that the love does not apply to anyone who's not mechuyiv in the essay. And therefore, in other words, both according to the Yerushalmi and according to the Bavli will reach the same conclusion that the love of Lo Yira Pan Eireikom will never apply to Noshim. It will never apply to someone who has no mitzvah's essay. According to the Yerushalmi, the pshat will be because the churcha is coming specifically to exclude Noshim from the love, because they are actually included in the mitzvah's essay of Re'iyas Ponim. According to the Bavli, we do not need a separate limud to tell us that those who are potter from Re'iyas Ponim will not be over the love if they come into the Azara, because since the love is coming as a condition to how to be mekayim the essay, then why should we be mechadish that this love is also negeya to someone who bechlal doesn't have the essay? And therefore it will come out, la'lekuli alma, Noshim are not included in the love of le'iroi upon eireikom. As far as other psulim, for example, a sumo or a chiger, so according to what we are explaining now, b'das ha'bavli, anyone that's potter from the essay also does not have the love, even if they will come into the Azara empty-handed, they will not be over on le'iroi upon eireikom. The whole point of the love is only as a condition in the essay, and it's not a love on its own. According to the Yerushalmi, this is not muchach. By Noshim, we said, that has a miyut from Zechorcha to exclude them from the love. Even if they will come into the Azara, they will not be over the love. Other psulim who bechlal don't have the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim, if they choose on their own to come into the Azara, we do not have a raya to say that they're not over Lo Yira Panei Reikom if they come empty-handed. Maybe even though they're excluded from the essay, but the love of Leira Panei Reikom, which according to the Yerushalmi is not given as a condition for the essay, perhaps it's a love on its own, and is also Negeya for a person who's potter from Re'iyas Panim, if he decides on his own to come, and he comes empty-handed, maybe he would be over this love of Leira Panei Reikom. Now the next inyan we'll speak about is the din of a katan. The Mishnah says, Cheirish Shaita V'katan is potter, and the Mishnah later on continues and says, Machloikis Beishamei and Beisilel, according to Beishamei, once a katan reaches the age that he's able to ride on his father's shoulders, he already is Mechoyiv to be Oyla L'Regel. And Beisilel says, only at a later point, when he could hold his father's hand and walk on his own, then he becomes Mechoyiv. Rashi explains that this Machloikis is referring to when the Chiyuv of Chinuch begins for a katan. Either way, he's not Mechoyiv Midairaiso, until he becomes a gadol. And the machlokes is when the chiyuv of chinuch begins, like Rashi says, Hitilu chachamim al oviv val imay lechanchay b'mitzvahs. Now this is actually a gemara later on in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Brice over there makes a drosha, kol zechurcha l'rabbis esaktanim. And that the gemara says, it's mashma that ketanim are mechuyiv in arliya l'regel. And the Mishnah says that they're potter. And that the Gemara answers, Kan bekotan shehagia lechinuch, kan bekotan shelo yagia lechinuch. The Braisa is talking about a katan who has reached the age of chinuch. And that the Gemara asks, that chinuch is only derabonon. The Braisa is mashma that they're mechuyiv midaraisa. And the Gemara says, Ein echanami, really there's no chiyuv midaraisa, bikro asmachto ba'almahu. The pasuk of kol zechurcha l'rabbis esaktanim is not an actual drosha, it's just an asmachto. Now there's a very important machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. When a katan reaches the age of chinuch, what exactly does he become mechuyev in? Taisus here in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Dibar Maschol Ezeu Katan, Taisus says that when he reaches the age of chinuch, he's mechuyev midrabanan in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, and he also is mechuyev to bring a karbin. And Taisus explains that it must be that this karbin that he brings has a din of a nedava. Since he's not mechuyev midrabanan to bring a Eilas Re'iyah, he can't bring it with the status of a carbon chayva, but in order to be mechanachim, he brings a carbon nedova. And Tosis discusses when exactly could we be makriv of this carbon. Since you cannot be makriv of nedarim and nedovis on yontif, you have to bring it on chol hamoed. And then Tosis continues that perhaps there should be no din tashlumin over here. According to the man da Omar, kulon tashlumin de rishain. If there was no din to bring the carbon the first day, then there's also no din to bring it the rest of the days. Just like by Chiger, by Yom Rishon, by Nespashet, by Yom Sheni, since the first day he had no Chiyuv, there's no Din Tashlumin anymore the other days. And Tosfos differentiates, he says, here really there was a Chiyuv, just practically we were not able to be makriv it, as opposed to Chiger, by Yom Rishon, where he actually had a Ptur on the first day. And therefore he will be able to bring it the rest of the days. And Tosfos in the end quotes B'Shem Rashi, he says, Rashi argues on all this, and Rashi holds the whole chiv of a katan is only for Re'iyas Panim. He has to be Oyla L'Regel and come into the Azara, but he has no chiv Bechlal to bring a carbon. Now where does Rashi say this? We don't seem to have a Rashi Mefurish that says such a thing. So the Masha is bothered by this. Where did Tosfos see in Rashi that there's no chiv carbon for a katan? And he says Tosfos meant that since Rashi explained at the beginning of the Mishnah, HaKol Chayovim B'Re'iyah, Rashi says we're talking about the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim Ba'Azara, we're not talking about a carbon. So the Hemshech of the Mishnah that says that from the age of Chinuch, a katan is Mechoyiv, there also it only means Re'iyas Panim and does not include a Chiyiv of a carbon. However, there are others, the Siach Yitzchok and the Hagoyis Mayim Chaim, they quote a different Rashi. Rashi Dibar Maschol Beishamei Oimrim on the Mishnah, Rashi says, Godol Habol Lihirois Tarech Lahavi Oila. Rashi over there is meduik that the whole chiyuv to bring a oila sri'iyah is only for a gadol and not for a katan. Meaning even a katan that's mechuyiv in chinuch is only mechuyiv in ri'iyas panim, but is not mechuyiv in a carbon. So akapanim we have a machloikis Rashi and Tosfos whether a katan is mechuyiv to bring a carbon when he comes into the azara. Now a number of achroinim, the svasemes, the netziv and the meraimei sodeh, the ridvaz and the yushami, they all ask a kasha on Rashi, how can we possibly say that a katan is mechuyev to come to be roya panim ba'azara without a carbon, we're causing him to be over the love of lo yiroya panim reikom. How could the mitzvah of chinuch tell us that he should do something which is actually osur? And all these achronim actually quote the same Tosfos in Psachim Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph. Tosfos over there is talking about the din that a Korban Pesach has to be Nechal Liminuyov. And Tosfos says that even a katan that was not Nismane ala Korban, we could be Mechanechim to eat from the Korban Pesach, even though a Gadol that would be doing this would be Over and Isser. This is still allowed for the purpose of Mitzvah Chinuch. And the Achrayim say that Rashi as well in our Sugyo will hold that even though a katan is coming to the Azara without bringing a Korban Pesach, this is allowed for the purpose of Mitzvah Chinuch. Al Kaponim, both according to Rashi and Tosfos, from when a katan is able to either ride on his father's shoulders or walk holding his father's hand, he then becomes mchuyv in a mitzvah b'darbanon, but it's still not midai raisa. The Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Chagiga Halacha Gimel says like this: Kol katan sheyochol leechoyz biyodei shel aviv, that shitas Beis Hillel, velalois miyushalayim leharabayis, aviv chayiv lehaloisoy ulheiroisoy bay kedei lechanchay b'mitzvos shenemar yeroe kol zechurcha. The Rambam quotes the pasuk, like we mentioned before, in the Braisa Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and the Lacha Mishnah over there is bothered. Why does the Rambam quote the pasuk as if it's a drasha gemura? The Gemara concludes that it's only an asmachta, and he says that the Rambam uses the lashon of the Braisa, but in the Chanami it's not midai Raisa. However, he continues and he asks that the Rambam should have told us that even though katan is coming to be oila l'regel, but since it's only midarabanon, he cannot be makir of the oila sri'iyah on yontif, like Tosfos points out in our sugya. The Marikorkis as well is bothered by this. Why does the Rambam not tell us that you cannot be makir of his korban on yontif? The way it would seem from the Rambam that the katan is mechuyiv midaraisa, that would be mashmur that he could bring it on yontif, and the Gemara says that it's only midarabanon and he cannot bring it on yontif. The Rambam should have told us this din. And they both say that from here it's mashma that the Rambam held like Shitas Rashi that a katan does not bring a korban bechlal. The Rambam only says that he's mechuyiv to be oil regel. He's not mechuyiv at all in bringing a korban. If the Rambam would have held like Tosfos that he does bring a korban, the Rambam would have had to tell us that since his whole chiyuv is only midrabanon, he cannot bring the korban on yontif. From the fact that the Rambam did not tell us this din that he cannot bring it on yontif, it would be mashma that he does not bring a korban bechlal like Shitas Rashi in the sugya. However, the Netziv in the Meraim Sadeh, he learns the Rambam Kepshutai, that the Rambam actually holds there's a chiv midai raisa from when the katan reaches this age of being able to go up to Harabais with his father. And he explains why the Rambam did not paskin like the pashtus of the Sugya Daf Dalet, which says that it's only an asmachta. And if so, that it's actually a chiv midai raisa, then the Rambam would hold that he's also mechuyiv in carbon, and the carbon could be brought on yontif because it's a carbon chayva, it's not a carbon nedava. And the Achrayim also quote the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings this drasha of Kol Zechurcha, the Rabbi says a katan, and the Yerushalmi does not say anything about it only being an asmachta. The pashas of the Yerushalmi is that it's a drasha gemura, and that he's mechuyiv midai raisa. And the Siach Yitzchak as well says that according to the Yerushalmi, there will be a chiyuv midai raisa for a katan once he reaches this age. Now there are a number of problems with this Yerushalmi. Firstly, we mentioned before that the Yerushalmi at the beginning of the Masechta says that even though the Mishnah says that Ketanim are potter from Re'iyah, that's only Re'iyah's carbon. But they are Mechuyiv in Re'iyah's Panim, that we learn from Hakel. And if so, once we already know from Hakel that there's a Chiyiv on Ketanim, why do we also need the Drosha of Kol Zechorcha the Rabbi says Ketanim? And furthermore, the Chiyiv that's learned from Hakel would even be before the age of Chinuch. Even Taf would be Mechuyiv. Just like by Hakel. And here, when the Yerushalmi is discussing the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, which is talking about when he reaches the age that he's able to go up with his father, here the Yerushalmi brings the drasha of a Kol Zechurcha. Elamai, perhaps you'll suggest that the Yerushalmi means to say that from already the age of Taf, young children, they are already Mechuyiv in Re'iyas Panim, but at that point there's no Chiyuv of a carbon. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are talking about at what point he becomes Mechuyiv to bring a carbon. And that's the Yerushalmi's drasha of Kol Zechurcha. That's when Ketanim are already Mechuyiv in the Oila Sri'iyah. However, firstly, the Gemara and the Yerushalmi is not mashm like this. It's not mashm that the drasha of Kol Zechurcha is coming to tell us when he's Mechuyiv to bring a carbon. And also, the actual Machlokes is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Exactly when a Katan becomes Mechuyiv, whether it's the time that he's able to ride on his father's shoulders, or at the time that he's able to hold his father's hand and go up, that's mashma, we're talking about the actual aliyah l'regel, not the chayves carbon. Tosfos actually makes this point, and Dibar Maskel HaKol Chayovim Ber'iyah, that the mashmois is that the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is talking about the aliyah l'regel and not the chayves carbon. So Al Kaponim, the Yerushalmi is quite difficult to understand. Now the contemporary Svarim, the Gvuras Yitzchok, as well as others, they explain the Yerushalmi based on the Yisoid of the Brisker Rav, which is written in the Chedushei Agris in Erechin Dav Beis Amid Beis. The Brisker Rav explains that even though the Yerushalmi holds that Ketanim are Mechuyiv in Re'iyas Panim, or perhaps Nashim also, the way Taisus Bayas understands, and the Yerushalmi says that this is learned from Hakel, the Brisker Rav explains that this is not actually a Chayva of Re'iyas Panim Ba'azorit. This is not the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is surely dependent on bringing a carbon as well, and once they're potter from a carbon, they have no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Even the Yerushalmi's maskim to this. We're learning from Hakel a new mitzvah. A mitzvah that by the Shalosh Regalim, the Anoshim should bring along with them the Noshim and the Taf when they go to the Beis HaMikdash. But this is not the same mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel which Anoshim have. The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel requires also to come with the carbon, and since Noshim V'Taf do not have that mitzvah, they are not Bechlal, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. And with this, the Achreinim explain that even according to the Yerushalmi, the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah is from what age begins the mitzvah's chinuch of Re'iyas Panim Ba'azorah, meaning the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Enoch Nami does a different mitzvah, which is learned from Hakel, that already begins from the moment the baby is born. But we want to know when begins the mitzvah's chinuch for Re'iyas Panim Ba'azorah, and from that point we also will have to be mechanech for a carbon Re'iyah. So the practical nafkamina for when the mitzvah's chinuch begins is negeah for the carbon, but that's not really the Yisoid HaShayla. And therefore Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when they discuss what is the age when the katan is mechuyiv in Re'iyas Panim, it's telling in when he's able to come with his father, either on his father's shoulders, or walking holding his father's hand. The Yisoid HaShayla is when begins the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim. The nafkamina is because from at that point, he'll also be mechuyiv in bringing a carbon. And according to this, you can learn, like we said before, the Siach Yitzchak understands Bedas HaYerushalmi, that the drasha of Kol Zechorcha is a real din d'oraisa. It's not only an asmachta. The drasha of Kol Zechorcha will tell us that when a child is able to come to Har HaBayis, he's already mechuyiv mid'oraisa. And that is totally the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when is it considered that he's able to come either on his father's shoulders or walking holding his father's hand. At that point he's mechuyiv mid'oraisa, and he also has to bring a carbon. Or even if you learn the Yerushalmi that it's lav yafka d'oraisa, rather the Yerushalmi is maskin to the Bavli, that it's a mitzvah schinach mid'rabbanan. But either way, the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is legavi Re'iyas Panim Ba'azorah, when begins the mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim Ba'azorah, and therefore it's totally when he's able to come to Har HaBayis. And even though even beforehand the anyways had to come, but that's a different Yisoid, that's Mikoyach, the din of Hakel, which the Brisker Rav says is a different mitzvah, we want to know when he becomes Mechuyiv in mitzvah schinach of Aliyah L'Regel, and at that point he'll also have to bring a carbon, because at this point he's not only being Mekayim the mitzvah which is learned from Hakel, we're also being Mechanachim in how to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, which is Mechayiv also to bring a carbon Oilas Re'iyah. And we could add that according to this Mahalach, when the Pasuk says, Yairoi calls Zechurcha, even according to the Yerushalmi, Zechurcha could come to be Memayit Noshim from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Not only it's being Memayit them from the carbon Re'iyah, it's being Memayit them from Aliyah L'Regel as well. And even though the Yerushalmi says, at least the way Tosfos understands the Yerushalmi, that Noshim are Mechuyiv, that's learned from Hakel, that's a new din, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Now another point we'll discuss, we said that Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskil Chutz Micheir Shoyte V'Katan, Tosfos mentions the Gemara in Psachim, Misha Ein Lei Karka, someone who does not own Karka, is potter from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. This is a Gemara in Psachim, Dav Ches Amid Beis, and this din of Misha Ein Lei Karka is not mentioned anywhere in Masechtos Chagigo, it's only mentioned in that Gemara in Psachim, it's a memra from Reb Ami, and he learns it out of the Pasuk which says, V'lo Yachmeid Ish Es Artzecha, when Klal Yisrael goes to Eretz Yisrael to be Oile Regel, no one will come and take away their land from them. From that, Rav Ami learns that only someone who owns land is Mechuyiv in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. However, the Neisei Kelim on the Rambam point out that the Rambam does not mention anywhere this din of Misha Ein LeKarka. The Mishnah LeMelech and the Mari Korkis in Perek Beis, Hilchos Chagiga Halacha Aleph, they both ask this kasha, why does the Rambam leave out the din of Misha Ein LeKarka? Now we'll get back to Hashem to give a teretz to this kasha, but first we'll quote a different kasha from the Turei Evin. He asks on the Mishnah, which talks about an Eved she'enei mishuchrer, he's potter from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. The Gemara talks about an Eved who's chati Eved and chati mishuchrer, And the Gemara says that according to the Mishnah, the Rishayna, he was potter from Aliyah L'Regel, even though he's half freed already, but his half of Avdus prevents him from being mechayiv in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. And according to the Mishnah Achreina, once there's a din that kaifin as rabbi, we force the master to free him, then already he becomes mechayiv in Aliyah L'Regel. And the Turi Evan asks Akasha, that even an Evan which is already totally meshuchar, how can we be mechayiv him in Aliyah L'Regel? According to the Gemara Pesachim, which we said, pater is anyone who does not own karka, and Eved does not own karka in Eretz Yisrael. And the Turi Evan says, the pashtus of the drosha is, Layach Mirishas Artzicha, is referring to dafka land in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, even if the Eved will own land in Chutz Laretz, that won't help, still he'll be potter from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, since he cannot possibly own land in Eretz Yisrael. And even if he'll buy land, that's called a stay mikne, that land will go back by Yovel. The only way someone can own land in Eretz Yisrael is if he received it as a stay achuza, as an inheritance. If it was owned by his shevet, it was neschalik to them in the original chalukas ha'aretz, and there's no way an eved can have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And since the land goes back by Yovel, the Turi Evan says this is totally in the shayla of kinyan peiris kekinyan haguf or lav kekinyan haguf. He quotes the shita of Eish Lakish and Gittin daf Memches that since kinyan peiris lav kekinyan haguf, even someone who buys land, it's not considered that he really owns the land, it's considered that he owns the peiris of the land. And therefore the Indian Bikurim, he cannot say, Ho adomo asher nosata li Hashem. It's not really considered his land. And here as well, the Turi Evan says, Lagabe the din of Aliyah L'Regel, which is totally in owning land, V'layach Merishas Artzicha, if someone buys land and it will go back by Yovel, that's only a kinyan in peiris, such land will not be enough to be called Artzicha, and he'll still be potter from Aliyah L'Regel. This is the Turi Evan's Kasha, and there are a lot of Terutzim in the Achreinim. But for now, we'll just mention the Shelis Yaivitz in Chelik Aleph, Tshuva Kuf Chav Zayin. He talks about the Kasha we asked before on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam leave out the din of Misha Ein LeKarka, that he's potter from Aliyah L'Regel? And he said the Rambam left it out because of this Kasha of the Turi Evan. He says the Gemara makes a drosha on Daf Daled Omer Aleph to pater an Eved from Aliyah L'Regel. If someone who does not own karka is potter from Aliyah L'Regel, why would we need a drosha to pater an Eved? Either way, he's potter because he cannot possibly own land in Eretz Yisrael. Because of this kasha, the Rambam did not paskin the din of Misha Ein LeKarka, potter from Aliyah L'Regel.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.